first, this is a very unique event. It's very unprecedented, and it's really important to get all the countries engaged on this issue because children everywhere in every country, this literally touches every country in the world, are being exploited online. They're being abused and sexually tortured, and those images are being shared in literally every country in the world.
What do you think would be the main outcome of this event?
I think the focus is that they've brought in several experts to talk about the issues. So they've brought in my organization, and I'll be speaking on combating child exploitation over the internet. And I'll be sharing with them a lot of very detailed information about not just what's happening generally, but also in their countries. And then also you have some filmmakers there that have worked very hard on the human trafficking issue.
Could you please explain what is your experience in dealing with these issues?
I run government affairs for the National Association to Protect Children, and we're an organization that does two things. We have a nonprofit that recruits wounded, ill, and injured veterans in partnership with Homeland Security and U.S. Special Operations Command. And they get retrained in digital forensics and child victim identification. And so that we've moved them from having a mission where they're combating terrorism around the globe. They come back, they're wounded, and they start to hunt down a new enemy. And that's people that are targeting children online. And they get embedded in law enforcement agencies all over the country. And then on the policy side, what we do is we work on Capitol Hill, we work with Congress, we work with every state legislature, and we work on two things specifically: fixing their laws to make sure that they have the appropriate laws in place to prosecute offenders, but also prioritizing resources for law enforcement. We've gotten about $300 million appropriated around the United States in order to combat this problem, and we're seeing a tremendous amount of progress in that regard. We've actually cut into the problem here in the United States, and so if I could tell any one country, what do you need to do right now to combat this problem? You need to direct resources to those specially trained law enforcement agencies and task forces that know how to interdict and investigate these cases. That's where you need to put your money.